Tuesday, November 1st. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I'm happy to report we have some more good news stories to report on our Today in Perspective podcast. First off, out of the Washington Examiner, a high school football coach who was fired for praying with students at games will return to the gridiron 4 months after the Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling in his favor. Joe Kennedy will be reinstated as the head coach of the Bremerton High School football team in Washington State. CBN News is reporting evangelist Franklin Graham scored a major religious freedom victory this week, with a Scottish court issuing a stern ruling claiming his organization was treated unfairly and unequally. Glasgow Sheriff Court found Graham and his organization, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, were discriminated against when the Scottish Event Campus, Scotland's largest event space, canceled a 2020 ministry event. The Christian Post is reporting a court has ruled that the Christian owner of Tastries Bakery in California acted lawfully when she refused to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple and instead referred them to a different bakery, citing her sincere religious belief that marriage is intended to be between one man and one woman. Kathy Miller's only motivation at all times was to act consistent with her sincere Christian beliefs about what the Bible teaches regarding marriage, Kern County Judge Eric Bradshaw wrote in the verdict.
The tendency is to lose heart as we see institution after institution being deconstructed by the secular humanist progressive movement in the culture. Family, marriage, sanctity of life, sanctity of gender. But periodically we see this breakthrough with a glimmer of hope in that as Christians have entered into the public square and have taken a stand, even though their livelihood is under assault, being supported by organizations such as the Alliance of Defending Freedom, we see these momentary glimpses of sanity in a nation that is ruled by law, that is the Constitution, and the Constitution is absolutely designed to accomplish the threefold endeavor of the Declaration of Independence, which is the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so cases like this become an encouragement. But I'd like to maybe peel the onion back just a little bit. While applauding these three individuals who said, "I cannot bow the knee to Caesar with all of its power, with all of its authority, as it attempts to take away my livelihood. If I'm going to coach, I am going to be a Christian coach, and that means I will engage in prayer, both publicly and privately. No one has to join me. I'm not coercing anyone to join me, but I'm going to be faithful before the Lord. I'm going to fulfill the agenda of the Apostle Paul for a Christian who says, I would that men lift up holy hands praying everywhere." And then you have a baker who says, "Hey, I'll be glad to refer you to someone who wants to make the cake you won't make, and you're more than welcome to buy any cake that I've baked and put out on display, but I will not personally engage in the celebration of what I believe is an abomination, and I cannot participate in that, and the government does not have the right to coerce that." And then, of course, we have the ruling across the pond, as we say, in Scotland, where the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, under the leadership of Franklin Graham, was engaged in a crusade, and because of protest, they had removed the venue that was needed for the crusade to take place for the public proclamation of the gospel. And again, a court has stepped in and affirmed in the culture of Britain the right for the free practice of religion. You can protest that religion, but they have the right to practice that religion, and your charges are not founded in what you have attempted to do to silence and stop the free practice of religion. Tom, whenever something like this happens, I am reminded of Christians coming to me and saying, "The Bible tells us we're going to be persecuted, so shouldn't we just endure the persecution and keep trying to do everything we can to serve the Lord no matter what the cost? Well, I would say to them, yes and no. Yes, we need to be willing not only to have our livelihood targeted, even if we have to be faithful to Christ in the loss of our very life, we're called to honor Christ in obedience and not bow the knee to Baal, and that includes the idolatry of humanity in rebellion against the created sanctities of life, such as gender and marriage and life and family. But on the other hand, the appeal to legal redress is not unbiblical. We find the Apostle Paul doing it on three different occasions. Now, no one would doubt that the Apostle Paul was ready to give up his life and eventually did give up his life as he was martyred in Rome for the cause of Christ. And so he was willing to do that. Then why did he make these appeals to the legal system of the Roman Empire? He did it not for himself, and he did it not because he thinks that God needs the support of the government. He did it for this reason, and that is to affirm the rightness of what he was preaching and teaching, and secondly, to affirm the right to preach and teach it as those made in the image of God, that all humanity is religious, and therefore the only thing that Christianity calls for from the government is not for the government to become the church, but for the government to allow the free practice of religion, not circumscribe religion into one place, 1 hour a week, and into the private recesses of your life, that the service of the living God is a public matter, and there is not only gathered worship at a place, there is lifestyle worship. I urge you, brothers, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service of worship. Whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And so that's why he did that, to secure the rights of others and to secure the open door for the church after his departure to maintain its ministry and its witness uncoerced by the government authority. In other words, they had the right to continue to proclaim the truth of God's word. Now, of course, he was appealing to precedent. He said, you've already recognized the right of my forebears, and he's speaking of the Jewish religion. He said, and then he's making the point, Christianity is nothing more than the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures in and through Christ Jesus. So we're not asking for you to add a new religion to what you allow. We're just making the point, this is true. It's the fulfillment of what we have worshiped and what you were allowing to be present in the Roman Empire. So he's carving out that space for the church legally in the empire, while being willing to die if they put you to death for practicing biblical Christianity. He's more than willing to die, but that's what he was doing. And that's what I believe Joe Kennedy, Kathy Miller, and Franklin Graham have done. And it's right to do that in order to bring sanity to insanity, in order to bring clarity to absurdity, in order to bring life to the lethality of our culture, and in order to bring biblical ethics to sexuality into our culture. And in so doing, you are blessing the culture as believers who are calling for that right to be observed. In today's setting, these three individuals and others are not carving something out for clarity. They are affirming what's already been carved out for integrity. And thankfully, we have judges who have brought sanity to these rulings in a culture of insanity.
As we draw to a close on this edition of Today in Perspective, let me remind you that come this Friday, we will return to our special feature, Ask the Pastor. This is your chance to participate in our podcast by sending us your questions. Questions related to what do the scriptures mean on a particular passage, or questions of life and how the scriptures address those questions of life. Send us your questions at askthepastor@briarwood.org. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.